Well, it's been a horror start to the month for Australian shares, with tens of billions of dollars wiped off the value of the market. At the top of the list of worries for investors are fears that the global economy is heading into a recession, and that has big implications for the health of the Australian economy and the security of workers' jobs. Our business reporter David Taylor is with me. G'day, Dave. What has the damage been by close of trade on the stock exchange today?
Linda, the market down around 2%, which means roughly $70 billion wiped off the markets in the last 2 days. The major banks, Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, ANZ and the NAB, were the biggest drags on the market, losing anywhere between 2 and 4%, hit quite hard. Fears for now are focused on the potential for a major global economic downturn.
And what's the specific concern for investors?
Well, this latest hit follows news the US will expand its global trade war by imposing tariffs on the European Union. Now, we also talk a lot about the financial fallout from the US-China trade war and Brexit. But Linda, the crisis in Hong Kong is fast becoming another major financial flashpoint. Now, Andrew Macken runs Montague Global Investments, managing around $600 million worth of clients' funds, so he knows what he's doing. He invests all around the world, including in lucrative and upcoming Chinese businesses via the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. He's told PM business has come to a shuddering halt.
So there is some pause with respect to consumption and investment in Hong Kong, no question.
The tension in Hong Kong has been building for months and shows no sign of easing. During anti-government protests on Tuesday, China's National Day, a protester was shot in the chest as he fought an officer with a metal pipe.
What's happening on the ground is significant enough that we are seeing some investments being delayed, some travel being, you know, rescheduled. You know, there is, we've seen retail sales in various luxury goods sectors like really take a hit. So there is some pause.
Hong Kong tourism and retail have been hit hard. Visits from mainland China were down 42% in August, and retail sales were down 23% in August from a year ago. Andrew Macken has now started to withdraw funds from the financial hub because, he says, of the risk of a full-blown economic crisis.
And we're doing that just to basically preserve capital in the event that the situation in Hong Kong escalates. And I would imagine that to the extent we discover in weeks or months to come that things settle down and we're back to normal, I imagine we would ratchet our exposure straight back up again.
So, Andrew Macken, it sounds to me like the probability of something terrible happening is fairly low at this point, but there's a risk that it will escalate. And in the meantime, would it be fair to say that just business is on hold for a little while?
I think that's exactly the right way to characterise it. So there's no certainty at all that things are going to escalate, but there is a, as you say, a low probability event that things do escalate and become quite nasty, and that's the scenario that we're protecting against.
Another money manager, Carl Bass, founder of Hayman Capital Management, told the conference in Amsterdam last night that Hong Kong faces a, quote, severe economic decline. The Dallas-based hedge fund manager says the former British colony's economy is being drained of liquidity. That's something Prashant Nunahar, a senior strategist with TD Securities based in Singapore, is seeing firsthand.
It's very early days, but it does look like there are some modest indications of money flowing out of Hong Kong and into centres like Singapore.
He says the US-China trade war, Brexit and the Hong Kong protests, taken together, make for a huge potential global financial storm.
What markets are having to deal with is having to take into account all these different risk factors at pretty much the same time. The longer that this protests run over in Hong Kong, the greater will be the overall hit to Hong Kong. It is very early days, but obviously if the tensions do escalate, then I do think that you'll probably see these outflows possibly pick up.
Prashant Nunahar from TD Securities in Singapore. David Taylor, our reporter.